This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, New World Report, with Joseph Umar of Secure Free Society, the executive director. He's in Washington. And Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature. She's in Bogota. Maria, I start with you in Venezuela because it's the border, and you've informed us with videos and comments these many months that the border with Venezuela is a dangerous, very dangerous place of gang warfare. Evidence, and Joseph's reported of this, of the training, Russian trainers of Venezuela soldiers fighting along the Colombia border, infiltration, migrants fleeing Venezuela with the COVID-19, migrants in your cities leading or participating in the unrest. But now we go to Caracas itself, because the European reporting, this is The Economist, is that Mr. Maduro has enjoyed luck in the first year of the virus, but no more. He's showing propaganda images of empty wards and hospitals. This is European reporting. At the same time, he's blaming Brazil for the rise in positives and in deaths, blaming Brazil because of the P1 variant that we all know all of Latin America is struggling with. So your reading of Maduro, is he being blamed and faulted for this sudden collapse of the healthcare system because of the virus? Or is he exempt from this? Is he finding success by blame shifting?
Well, Maduro is a dictatorship in a regime that it's surprisingly not attacked by many countries, in the fact that this man is hiding the real numbers of COVID deaths and COVID infections. If before COVID, people from Venezuela has to beg for normal like an aspirin, they don't have anything. You have to be rich. You have to be part of the regime to access to the best healthcare. If you don't have that privilege, you will die. People, children, small children that has cancer treatment, they don't have any way to access of it. It's one of the most criminal behavior from a country that is not anymore what Venezuela was, which was the richest Latin American countries. What they are doing to their people is exactly as Hitler did with the Jews, with different kind of procedures. Leaving the people to die because he disrupted all the ways the people could get a job or the way that people could build from the basics economy. He has more than 7 million migrants around the world, more than 2 million in Colombia. He has a lack of medicine. And the lack of food has produced a new generation of children that doesn't have the skills as a normal children. And I really don't see the United Nations and any of those NGOs that love to be funded with the U.S. citizens' tax and all the time are screaming against Colombia, against our army, against our police, and against our government, but they are shout about what is happening in Venezuela. This is really, really a humanitarian crisis from the worst of the times. And it's a shame that in the 21st century, this is happening. And nobody, maybe except former President Trump, that they stopped the trading with Iran and with the oil. But today, I don't see anything done by anyone.
Joseph, the reporting from Europe within these last days are that vaccines are not available in Venezuela. They're estimating 2% of the 18 million adults have had their first dose, which is the worst rollout in all of South America. The vaccines that are available, 880,000 from Russia and China, are politicized. And we know that there have been questions about some of the Chinese vaccines' efficaciousness. In other words, we don't know if they work. We certainly don't know if they work with the P1 variant that is identified as the danger in Brazil and is a dominant form of the virus in South America. So are we looking at the Maduro regime prepared for this scale of catastrophe? Are they going to pull up the drawbridges, pull the bubbles over their heads? Can they escape what's happening to the rest of the country?
Well, we really don't know to what level the coronavirus has spread throughout Venezuela, because the numbers from the Maduro regime are frankly unreliable. They don't report accurately, and they mislead consistently. The Maduro regime is the master of manipulation, and so they don't care about the Venezuelan people. The Venezuelan people have been dying for many years now of other diseases, malnutrition, and other types of humanitarian conditions. And what they're going to do, what the Maduro regime will do, is they're going to capitalize on this crisis to be able to further attack its foreign adversaries. It's not for nothing that the Maduro regime, being probably the most relevant dictatorship currently in Latin America alongside the Cuban dictatorship, it is now labeling the governments of Bolsonaro in Brazil and Duque in Colombia as genocidal dictatorships. In the protests that were happening in Colombia over the weekend, the hashtag Duque genocide was trending off of Venezuelan servers. And so they're trying to flip these terms upside down. They're trying to make themselves the victims, and they're trying to make Duque, Bolsonaro, and others, the United States, as the aggressors. But the reality is the real virus in Venezuela isn't just the coronavirus, it's the regime itself. And many, many, many Venezuelans have had to suffer and die in a sort of slow motion genocide in Venezuela before COVID hit. And COVID obviously is going to make conditions worse. But the Venezuelans at this point, I think, are not even as concerned about COVID as they are about the fact that they're pretty much stuck under the power of this brutal regime and that of Maduro.
Joseph, a reporter, correspondent of mine, Magallan, in Panama, near the Darien Gap, making videos of the migrants coming through the very dangerous, extremely dangerous Darien Gap jungle, interviewed three young Venezuelan men, big shoulders, all looking fit. They were exhausted, of course. They were beat up after the travel through the jungle. And they told a story that they were not seeking to enter America to become American citizens or to take advantage of anyone. They were coming to America for money. They wanted money to send home to their families in Venezuela. They were extremely convincing. One was wearing a Yankees cap. He was already converting into presenting himself as a laborer you can trust. I have no evidence that they were misleading. At the same time, Joseph, we don't know if they're going to be tested for this P1 variant. We don't know whether they're carrying it north into Mexico or through El Salvador, Guatemala. We certainly don't know if they're successful in getting into the United States, whether they're going to have it or not. I mean, it's all mysterious. At the same time, you can't reject them. What they're doing is sensible. They're genuine refugees of monsters, genuine. So what do we do, Joseph? What do we tell America about people from Venezuela who have no recourse but to seek help somewhere?
So this is certainly one of the biggest tragedies in the Western Hemisphere, especially in the 21st century. And in that sense, you're right, John, the refugees that are coming out of Venezuela, all 5.5 million of them, are the first victims of the slow motion genocide that's been taking place for 21 years in their country. And we are very sympathetic to them, and we're looking for ways to help solve their problem or to help provide some sort of relief for those terrible conditions. But that said, I think we also have to protect the refugee population.
Yes. Yes.
From being infiltrated by subversive actors sent for the Maduro regime itself.
Yes. Maria, because the unrest in Colombia is ongoing right now, and your President Duque is one of the targets of the bad actors, to your knowledge, is this information in Washington, in London, do the other capitals know these things, Maria, or do they need to learn again? We have less than a minute.
Of course, we need the help of everyone in the free world, because this is a threat. This is kingpins from cocaine drug dealers that are helping the Foro de Sao Paulo, or currently named Grupo de Puebla, that is joined by corrupt former presidents or vice presidents from Latin American countries. If you are not aware in these countries, if they are not aware of what is happening, we could fall. We easily could fall. And falling Colombia, which is located in a strategic space in the geography, is very, very dangerous for everyone.
Senator Maria Fernanda Cabals is in Bogota. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, he's in Washington. This is the New World Report. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.